Pardon? I hear muttering my hair. That's okay. So, I am delighted to be here this morning for a couple of reasons, but one is that because I'm going to do a little storytelling. I promised people a performance last week, and by golly, you're going to get it. I started storytelling in Unity of Lawrence, in North Lawrence, when the children used to be with us at the beginning of the service, and Joe and I would tell a story, then send them off to Sunday school, and it was quite a hit, and I got hooked. And I've been writing stories and telling stories on and off ever since. So, but I'm going to start with a joke first. I heard this joke, and like, you just got to hear it. There's this town, and it was completely dry. You know what that means? It means there was no liquor. You couldn't buy liquor at all. But a guy came to town, and he wanted to build a bar, and he found a loophole in the laws, and he built a bar. Well, the local Christian church really didn't like that. They were really concerned, so they had a big prayer meeting. And they prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed that something would happen, that this bar would go away. Well, lo and behold, 4 days later, there was a big thunderstorm, lightning hit it, burned the bar to the ground. Well, the bar owner was upset, so he sued the church. He sued the church for burning his building down. Well, they countersued, said it wasn't our fault. So the judge says, well, I know one thing. The bar owner believes in prayer, and the Christians don't. And this whole talk is going to be about belief and our beliefs about what we can and can't do and how it affects and leads our lives. So I'm going to start with the story of the great green googly monster. Now, when I do storytelling with small groups, I put on my shirt, my storytelling code, and I get my children around you, and today you're my children, and I tell metaphysical stories. And the great green googly monster is about beliefs and fear. Now, once upon a time, there was a man, a traveling man. He was a peddler, and he would go from town to town to town, peddling his wares. But because he was a well-traveled man, he would tell them about the places he would be, and people would gather around and talk to him about it. And so one day, I got this all hooked up, they asked him, is it falling? What was the most fearful thing he had ever encountered? He says, well, I don't know if I want to tell you that. Because it's not really a good idea to, you know, talk about the most fearful thing you've ever encountered. So, oh, we can handle it. We can handle it. We can do this. Tell us. Tell us. So finally he did. He told him about the great green googly monster. They says, where is this monster? Well, don't worry about it. He lives like, you know, way off somewhere down in the cracks of the earth. You just don't need to worry about it. Just don't think about it, you know. Well, what will he do? Well, he will eventually come out and take her stuff. And you will have nothing. And they said, well, we like our stuff. We don't want to give up our stuff. He says, well, don't think about it. Don't think it. Be fine. It'll be fine. Just go on about your business. So they shared time, and they shared energy. I'm getting instructions from the back to do some things that would help with my mic. And finally, he went off to bed. Well, the people got together and like, well, I don't know. This great green googly monster is... I don't know, that sounds like a pretty bad thing. Maybe we should get all of our stuff and put it in a pile and protect it. And so they did. They gathered together and they honkered around it. Well, by golly, suddenly they heard this thundering. And they were like, oh my gosh. And they got even more scared. And the cracks of the earth opened up on the beyond the hill. And this big hand reached out. Another big hand reached out and pried the earth apart. And this monster was coming out of the earth. And they were getting terrified because they could smell him. And they could feel him in the air even though they couldn't quite see him yet. And they were terrified. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? One little girl says, I know, we'll go get the traveling man. Because if he knows how to get him, he knows how to put him back. So she went and knocked on this little covered wagon and says, yeah, well, we did it. The googly monster's about. What are we going to do? He says, I told you guys not to think about him. You know, don't think about him. He says, okay, well, you know, the damage is done. What are we going to do? So he comes out. He says, well, what you have to do is distract yourself from your fear. I says, well, what do you mean? Because he can only live off of your fear. And if you give up the fear, he can't live. Well, how do we distract ourselves? He says, we will have us a party. We will have us a party. So they started dancing and singing and having joy. And lo and behold, the monster ceased to be who he was. And they gave up the belief and the fear of the monster, and the monster disappeared. And sometimes I think that's the way we live our lives. We hear things on TV, you know, it's cold and flu season. Well, that's the great thing. Googly monster coming out of the earth, right? Oh my gosh, the physical cliff is coming. Oh, I guess it happened, didn't it? Did we fall off?
No.
I don't watch the news, so I don't know. Are we still discombobulated with the government? Well, that's the great thing, googly monster. We don't have to pay attention to that. What does it have to do with you? What does it have to do with your life and what you believe? Because it's your beliefs that create your life. Do you not know that you are powerful, deliberate creators? Do you not know that you are spiritual beings having a human experience? Do you not know that what you can do and have and be if you believe? I know this wonderful group I meet with on Sunday mornings, the Vortex Group. Hi, friends. I came up with this thing. I said, well, I had these beliefs up until now, I had these beliefs. But from this moment on, I'm stepping into a new reality. And we catch ourselves talking about things that we used to do, things we used to believe, and how they would run our lives. So we said, from this now moment, we're going to do something different. Because we live our lives as if we are light bulbs. Do you know what I mean? We think we're this light bulb. Our bodies is a light bulb. And we're trying to contain our light inside the bulb. It can't be done. It cannot be done. We shine so bright, and it connects with everything and everyone. The most important part of us is that light, not the bulb. The bulb can be pretty fancy, it can be really pretty, but if it's a true light bulb, it cannot hold the light in. That is our purpose, that is what we do, that is who we are. And we need to shine that light all the time. So let's look at some basic facts about beliefs. There's one belief that I hold very dear, is that thoughts become things. What thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. It's a universal law. It's a universal principle. Charles and Myrtle Fillmore exemplated this very clearly with their own healing. Even in the Bible it says, ask believing and it is done. Jesus said, do you not know that you two are gods, and what I can do, you can do even greater things than this, if you believe? Now, what we tend to do, and I know I have a degree in it, so I totally know this one. Yeah, but, you know, I got this human thing going on, you know. Jesus didn't say, except you got a human thing going on. He says, ask believing. He says, what I can do, you can do. And what did he do? He did all kinds of fabulous things. Do we accept that for ourselves? Well, up until now, maybe I didn't. But maybe from this moment on, I need to. Maybe from this moment on, I need to look at myself differently. Am I going to be subject to all the things that are going on in the world? Probably not. Everything in the world is a vibration. We are vibrational energy. That is the light that I was talking about earlier. And the vibration we send out attracts and brings to us our life experiences. It's a universal law. It is principle. Now, whether you know it is or not, in a sense, it's irrelevant because it's happening. But it's learning to live, to learn to come from being a creator by default to being a deliberate creator. And what I mean is, sometimes we just go through life with those up until now beliefs, you know, and we just regurgitate them every day. It's what we do. It's our belief. It's a habit. It's what we do. We bring in the same stuff. Well, you know, I used to have a thing, well, it's crap, but it's familiar crap, and it's my crap, so I know it. I live it. I earn it. It is what it is. But you know what? I don't have to do that anymore. That's an up until now belief. Up until now, I had beliefs of lack, limitation, fear. But if I recognize that I am the vibrational spiritual being that I am, I can step into this now moment, and from this moment on, create a reality that I choose. Because in total truth, the power to create what I didn't want, it's the same power to create what I do want. I just have to change my awareness of what it is. Change my focus, change my attention. Get rid of the up until now stuff. Let it go. I was in a Science of Mind conference, I can't tell you how many years ago, And there was a choir there of young women, of women, of people, actually. And they called themselves the Up Until Now Singers. And I asked them, so what's that about? She says, well, up until now, we didn't believe we could sing. I said, oh. And they said, but we do. And they sounded marvelous. They changed what they believed was possible for them to do. They changed. So if you can have, do, or be anything you want, what does that limit you to? It only limits to you what you think you can do and be and have, right? This means yes. This means no, okay? Yes. And it is law. It is spiritual law. It is universal law. Even quantum physics now is proving that our thoughts are vibrations, and they go out and affect the field of consciousness and create what you put into it. If you've ever not heard of the slit screen theory, you know, experiment where the guy shoots the light through and when things appear when he's putting attention on it and not when he doesn't, it's a really awesome thing, but it's quantum physics and we're not going to go to the day. But it's the same thing. Thoughts put out are an energy wave. And the thing is, the emotion that you put with it is key. It is key. There is a presence and a power in the universe, a divine loving energy that is with us and supporting us every moment of every day. And when we come from that place of love and power and awesomeness and put that into the intention of our dreams and our desires, it is law. It must manifest. But if you're like me, and I have a degree in it, sometimes I get a little squirrely. I tell the universe what I want, stamp my little metaphysical foot and say yes. I say, well, yeah, but. Yeah, well, maybe not. Well, maybe I should rethink this. Or, and the poor universe is saying, honey, make up your mind. You know, you asked for something, and I'm trying to give it to you, and then you change your mind, and then I try to give you that, and then you change your mind back because I don't know what I really want. The beauty of it is there are no right or wrong answers. You can't get it right, and you can't get it done. This is a journey. It's a beautiful journey from where we are to where we want to be. And up until now, we have created a journey that has contained some things. But from this moment on, you can create the light, the energy, the joy, the peace, the prosperity, the health of anything you desire. But you have to change. You have to make that step from up until now to from this moment on. And you only have this now moment. You only have this moment. When I started this talk, that's history. It's done. And when I finished, hasn't happened yet. So we don't really have that. All you have is right here and right now. But it is in this right here, right now, that you put out the vibration for the next now moment you will step into. And by loving yourself, honoring yourself, knowing that it works. I think there's a lady in the audience that wrote a book. I think it's called E Squared, about 9 principles that prove that what you think creates your life. If you haven't read it, it's on your homework list. Buy it, read it. But it is awesome, and it's exactly what it's about, and teaches you how to get, for lack of a better, control of your mind. Control of your thinking. I have another friend that says, I don't have to believe what I'm thinking. I said, absolutely not. We have stuff that runs through our mind. Oh my gosh, I got a degree in that one too. Runs through my mind like. And I have to say, stop. Okay, back up, step back. That's an up until now moment. From this moment on, I'm making a new change. And you know, it can be the same subject over and over again, but it doesn't really matter. It's just when you find yourself in that up until now space, your old beliefs, your old habits, your old sayings, to stop, honor that, put it aside. It's history already. And step into, from this moment on, step into the now moment of what you will create from now on. Watching the clock, I am. I don't like notes, but I'll make sure I say everything I want to say. One more really important thing is the law of mental equivalence. I've studied a lot of science of mind as well, and I think Unity probably teaches something of the same nature. The law of mental equivalence is You can ask for something, but if you don't have the vessel to hold it or to bring it to you, chances are you won't. Or you will bring it to a point. It's like if you have a glass of water, will only hold so much water, right? Then it overflows. And that's not really a bad thing unless it's on your prize table, right? So at some point, if you want more, you have to enlarge your consciousness. You have to enlarge your ability to hold. You have to enlarge your ability to receive. You have to enlarge your consciousness for all things possible. Now, some people will say, well, I could probably manifest $1,000. But if that's where their mental equivalence is, that's probably what they'll get. But they'll say, but I want a million. But if they can't figure out what a million means in their head, there's going to be a journey from the 1,000 to the million. It's not that they can't get it, and it's not that there's any more power needed to get the million. It's just that they don't have yet a consciousness for that million. So that is the law of thank you. There's the universal law of mental equivalence. And I'm watching my clock. So I want to leave you. The meditation was supposed to be actually at the end, but that's okay because you didn't read your notes. It's okay because I want to take you to a place within yourself that maybe, just maybe, if you were open, you can learn or accept or embrace or whatever you want to call it, that place of knowing that up until now, there were things that I did or learned or wanted to repeat that I don't have to anymore. And from this moment on, I am going to enjoy the journey of being more than I have been, achieving more than I have been, and just living a life so full that people will say, what is that that you're doing? What is that that you're doing? So if you will take a deep breath and relax. Bring your awareness to your body and feel and know its presence. Feel your butt in the chair. Feel your breath moving in and out. Let yourself feel it enter and leave. Become aware of your mind. Are there other thoughts playing as you listen to my voice? Don't worry about it. Just focus within. And imagine that pulse of energy that is the filament of the light that you are. It shines. It is the beginning of all that you are and all that you can be. It is your connection to God, source energy, whatever you want to name it. It is the one true thing in our lives. Feel it glow as you and follow that glow as it radiates through you, from you, and fills this room, touching every person here and mingling and joining all the energy. As you feel and know this oneness with your expanded self, listen to these words. God, source energy, I acknowledge that I am the object of your positive attention, and I appreciate your gaze upon my behalf of my well-being. And today, no matter where I go, what I am doing, with whom I am doing it with, I will be in conscious awareness that you are with me as me, appreciating me, supporting me, assisting me, guiding me, inspiring me, uplifting me, showing me, aware of me, loving me, healing me, moment to moment, forever with and as me. And I am grateful for your presence in and as my life. My heart is filled with joy because of this knowing that I am never alone. I am never separate. I can never get it wrong or get it done. Up until now, I have lived from beliefs that no longer serve me, but from this moment forward, I will tell a new story of life, a life I choose to live. I now stand in the full belief that I am heard and that I am answered. And yes, I am grateful. So just breathe that in and know that as your truth. Know it. Feel it. Feel the energy swirling in you and as you. Relax into it. Be blessed by it. Who knows what miracles you can achieve when you believe? Somehow you will when you believe. There can be miracles when you believe. The hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve? You will achieve when you believe. You will when you believe. Now gently bring your awareness back into this time and space, knowing that you are forever blessed and changed. Knowing you are here by a blessed appointment and time and place. And from this moment on, you will never be the same. And so it is.